Rav Leth, is the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein supposed to be done even if one does not have any need for the eggs? It seems that even though one sends away the mother, it still hurts the mother, and it seems brutal to the mother to have her eggs taken away. I think I might not have understood this mitzvah completely. Thank you. Anonymous in the USA. First of all, the reason behind the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein is merely because God told us to do it. We don't know the idea, the reason behind it. Many ideas are mentioned, amongst them the idea of mercy on the mother. Another idea is for ecology's sake, not to take the mother and the eggs and to destroy the chance of that mother having more eggs for the sake of other people. It's also not taking advantage of the mother's motherly instinct to capture her when you take her eggs. There are many, many reasons. There's also a reason the Zohar gives that when that bird is made to cry for her children, it arouses spiritual powers in the heavens where the Shechina cries for Klal Yisrael and helps to bring the Mashiach closer. So here there's the opposite. There's an idea of making the mother bird cry specifically in order to arouse mercy on the Jewish people. Now obviously, according to all the reasons that we mentioned except for the last one, it would seem that if you don't have a need for the eggs, there's no idea of taking them to send away the mother, just the opposite. But according to the last reason, there's an inyan bedafka to send away the mother and to have her cry in order that that should arouse the mercies in heaven for the Jewish people. And therefore, there may be an idea of doing this mitzvah even if you don't need the eggs. It's a matter of dispute. There are opinions that say that if you don't need the eggs, you shouldn't take the you shouldn't take them and send away the mother. And there are those that say that even if you don't need the eggs, there still could be an inyan to do this mitzvah.